It was mentioned that I wasn't here last month, which is shameful. I know it was because of work, but there was a carrot at the end of that long weekend of work, which is I got to meet the new pornographers because I was in New Jersey while they were doing the Chicago show, but then they had a New York show, and there was a charity auction to get VIP tickets to the show, and I bid on it. I bid exactly the amount of my bonus for going to New Jersey, and I won the auction. So the day after work, I got to take a train up to Manhattan and go fucking meet the new pornographers, which was...
So how do they smell?
It smelled lovely. The thing about that is, like, and I did the most nerdy thing you can imagine. They have this song and an album called Challengers. Claire and I sang it years ago at the comic book store Challengers. It's online. You can listen to it. So I found the only copy of a Silver Age Challengers book that my store had, and I bought it, and I took it to them to sign, because I'm like, what do I want the new pornographers to sign? This issue of fucking Challengers of the Unknown. Carl Newman, the singer, confirmed that, yes, that song in the album is named after the comic, so I nailed it. Yeah. Sadly, the Wrecking Crew in Use It is not named after the Spider-Man villain's Wrecking Crew. He had no idea what I was talking about. But the thing of it was that I got to meet everyone in the band except Nico Case. Nico Case is one of my heroes, and I guess because she's such a busy lady, she doesn't hang out before or after shows, and I could not get her to sign my challengers. So... next time she's in Chicago, what's that thing between, like, being a normal person and stalking someone? Like, that gray area? That's what I'm going to do to get that signature.
I think it's just stalking.
I'm not sure how much gray area there is.
So, here's a song by the new pornographers, who put out a really good album this year called Brill Bruisers. It's about the singer Carl's son, or as Claire just called him,
Carl's Jr.
Overlooking Canyon, right from where I'm standing, that's where I see my former glory still burning. It had every intent of returning. Planning and landing to prepare for jumping. The canyon is not the death defying or cheering. It's the thrill of clearing, barely clearing. And if you see no hope for me, I still see hope for you. Loose ends, they're tying to change them, to defy them, to protect and hide them, untie them. These are not the ones you want to untie them. Now I'm jumping the canyon after years of planning and planning. It's the monumental challenge of feeling. You must fight before you start freewheeling.
Listen to Top 40 at all. I probably heard less new music this year than I ever have in my life, which, I don't know, too much time listening to podcasts, I guess. But some good songs.